Being handy with flint and tinder, he soon had a small blaze going. It made little or no smoke, but gave off an aromatic scent. He was just stooping over his fire, shielding it and building it up with heavier wood, when Gollum returned, carrying the pans carefully and grumbling to himself. He set the pans down, and then suddenly saw what Sam was doing. He gave a thin, hissing shriek and seemed to be both frightened and angry.
"Ah, no," he cried. "No, silly hobbits. Foolish, yes, foolish. They mustn't do it."
"Mustn't do what?" asked Sam in surprise.
"Not make the nasty red tongues," hissed Gollum. "Fire, fire, it's dangerous, yes it is. It burns, it kills, and it will bring enemies, and yes it will."
"I don't think so," said Sam. "Don't see why it should, if you don't put wet stuff on it and make a smother. But if it does, it does. I'm going to risk it anyhow. I've got to stew these conies."
"Stew the rabbits?" squealed Gollum in dismay. "Spoil the beautiful meat Smeagol saved for you, poor hungry Smeagol." "What for? What for? Silly hobbit. They're young, they're tender, they're nice. Eat them, eat them."
He clawed at the nearest rabbit, already skinned and lying by the fire. "Now, now," said Sam, "each to his own fashion. Our bread chokes you, and raw coney chokes me. If you give me a coney, the coney's mine, see? To cook if I have a mind, and I have. You needn't watch me. Go and catch another and eat it as you fancy, somewhere private and out of my sight. Then you won't see the fire, and I shan't see you, and we'll both be the happier. And I'll see the fire don't smoke, if that's any comfort to you." Gollum withdrew, grumbling, and crawled into the fern. Sam busied himself with his pans. "What a hobbit needs with coney," he said to himself, "is some herbs and roots, especially taters, not to mention bread. Herbs we can manage, seemingly." "Gollum," he called softly. "Third time pays for all. I want some herbs."